BlakeRadio.com.
Intro. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
No way.
Yes way.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excellent.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dude?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Because we told ourselves to listen to this guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Greetings, my excellent friend.
The Omega.
Everybody get together, remember who your buddy is.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
All right, lock him up with the rest of those wackos.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is a Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's the best there is, and I know because so am I. Austin
Aries. This is a Stampede Kid, TJ Wilson, and I advise you to listen to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen to this.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Back.
WTR Sunday Night.
Let's go talk to ourselves.
All right. Time for me to go.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We have a monumentous week in pro wrestling to discuss tonight because it finally happened. After 2 years of effort and booking and investment, the WWE finally got a positive reaction for Roman Reigns. Maybe not the one that we expected, but...
No.
It's definitely something to talk about tonight, along with a myriad of other things. So, let's get started. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's up?
I want to stop editing now.
He's been very, very editing lately.
This is 12 all-nighters. 12 all-nighters in a row. I want to sleep.
Jesus.
It's almost over, Omega. Almost.
Almost.
Almost over.
Alright. And we got no Canadian tonight. So with us from The Rack and the Raw Post Show, we have Sir Rockin.
Post Show, The Rack, Radio. Just
every fucking thing. Aren't you glad to be on another show this week?
I know, right? It's like I haven't talked about any of these subjects at all.
Oh no.
These are all brand new subjects. Oh my god. What am I going to do? Anyway, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, you can get us on TuneIn Radio. Get the app. It's free. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Easy peasy. You can listen anywhere, even if you have no internet. You'll steal some Wi-Fi, and you can listen to us, which I think Tim might be doing now.
Hi, Tim. Pissing on your seat again. My thing.
It's your thing?
My thing.
It's your thing. So we were teasing it before the show, and it's not on our rundown because I don't think Tim saw it, so that's why it wasn't there. The AJ Styles appeared on the Stone Cold podcast, and they brought up the three letters that you're never supposed to talk about in WWE, TNA.
That happened.
That happened.
That did happen. It was awkward when it did.
There was a lot of, like, really? Like, on the right network?
You look the two of them staring at one another right before they broached the subject, like, should we? Can we? And it's like, oh, yes, we can. And they did for about, like, 15 minutes they talked about TNA.
That's something shocking.
You didn't learn a whole lot that you already didn't know.
Oh, well, no.
But for the fact that it was on the network, it was like, okay, that's different. Because we all wondered, would they talk about it? Because there is that 10-year period they have to skip over if they don't.
Right. but it was, I guess it was either that or pretend like AJ was just living like a hermit. In Florida for some reason.
Like Sting was.
Yeah. Sting was just on like permanent sabbatical in Florida, whereas AJ was actually in TNA.
Which is weird that they actually ignored it for Sting, but they were able to kind of touch about it for AJ Styles. It's weird.
Well, it is the Stone Cold podcast.
True.
Like, I think it's a very Austin thing. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about this because this is a big thing.
Makes you wonder if Sting ever appears on the Austin podcast, would they broach that subject?
Rage.
Well, Sting's like officially retired now, so at best he'd be on a Legends contract. I figure, yeah.
So Mike's responses tonight are Rage and Gur Arg.
Arg.
Here's the thing with Sting's contract, quote unquote Legends contract. I'm still on the fence about his quote unquote Legends contract.
I don't know if he really is a legend or not.
Well, no, I don't know it. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah.
What, you don't think Sting is a legend?
I don't think that Sting is. Okay, he may be a WWE legend because he's known, yaza, yaza, yaza. But my thing is, one bad accident, not wrestling anymore.
Well, that happens a lot.
Yeah, but yet he's going to be wrestling up here in MCW in probably about the end of the month. But, you know, what do I know?
Is he going to be wrestling? Or is he going to be...
Or signing and wrestling.
He's just been doing signing, so I.
Yeah, that would be something shocking, because if he was able to wrestle, I will get the footage.
I will try and record, and I'll see what I can do. I will let you two review the booth.
We get to riff it? Sweet!
I don't know. Doc said he had spinal stenosis. It's not good.
That's not good. All I've heard about him, he's been making appearances. That's about it. I don't expect Sting to take any bumps, and if he's wrestling, again,
Like in a Bret Hart style, Bret was the U.S. champion style wrestling.
Yeah, Bret was U.S. champion. He's not allowed to take any bumps. Magically, he lost the title too, somehow.
Well, he forfeited it.
Right, he forfeited the title, yeah. Because Bret Hart
lost his smile.
He lost his smile, and Bret Hart doesn't do jobs. Way it is. Just ask Shawn Michaels. But anything else you took away that stood out from the podcast that you heard? Either one of you?
I still like how AJ is so, he's like almost too nice of a guy. Like, I would love to hear, like, down and dirty what his opinion is of TNA, but he's not going to bury them. He's not going to, you know, go on the attack. Just because I made it to the WWE, you know, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Not that type.
AJ's humble. That's the one thing I can say. He is humble, but I do believe that if Stone Cold was like, all right, we'll be right back after these messages, cut. All right, AJ, how you feel about TNA? Fuck them guys. I don't care about them. They treated me like shit.
What you gotta do is get Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Danielson, Kazarian in a group, stick a microphone there, and just let them go.
Screw that. Get Bobby Roode, Eric Young, and AJ Styles, and you got yourself a winner.
Yeah, can we do, like, table for three with them?
Oh, my God, no.
Just keep the alcohol flowing, and let's just see what happens.
Put Bobby, Joe, and AJ, just let them go. Yeah, let them have at it. That'd be fun. Book it, WWE Network. Book it. We want to see it. Someone you won't see on table for three in the next 30 days is Roman Reigns, because, well, he got popped for something.
Oh, might be previously recorded, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to be around for a while.
He's not going to be around. No. He got popped on Tuesday, violating the wellness policy.
2 years of building up this guy to be the next big guy. Still can't get a positive reaction. Isn't drawing at house shows. And now a wellness policy violation. Could they have backed a worse horse at this point?
That's a very good question. What do you think, Mike?
These aren't the good drugs. These aren't the bad drugs. These are the drugs. I don't, like, come on, Roman. Like, what? Like, were you talking to somebody? Like, were you depressed because nobody would notice you? Well, congratulations. They're going to notice you as a person that failed the wellness policy. You failed at getting over with the crowd. Now you're going to fail the wellness policy.
I read some tweet that it's our fault that we, you know, if it comes out that he was suffering from depression and was taking medication because we boo him, it was our fault that he violated the wellness policy because
we drove him to drugs.
We drove him to the drugs.
We boo John Cena. What's the point?
You learned it by watching us.
Yeah. But Roman Reigns came out and said, I apologize to my family, friends, and fans for my mistake in violating WWE's wellness policy. No excuses. I own it. At least he, you know, manned up and took responsibility, unlike...
Yeah, Mr. Rose.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who came out and fought. At least Roman Reigns is taking it.
I have a note from a doctor, which is one step up from, I have a note from mommy.
I think that one's more valid than the doctor note. This didn't happen at the greatest of times for Roman Reigns, as, you know, he's headed to a triple threat match at Battleground, which apparently he's still going to be involved in.
It is more than 30 days from when they've officially recognized the actual, failure, which is interesting because the report was they knew about it before the main, before the Money in the Bank.
Sin Cara Botch?
I wouldn't just say Sin Cara Botch. It's, they knew about it, they took the belt off of him, which is what they're supposed to do, and that all made sense, and then you go to Monday and they book the triple threat, and then you realize he's suspended. It's like, that booking didn't make sense, unless they're so set on having this match because they're splitting them up.
Well, yeah, with the brand split coming up, this might be the last time we actually have the chance to do this match for quite a while. That I can understand. It's also a really huge freaking match, you know, and I understand the logic of, I understand what you have to do. Well, he's got, you know, he's got the belt and just failed the wellness policy. We got to take the belt off of him. So this is why he put it on Ambrose. But even before then, there was reason to believe that they made the title change for reasons other than that. Apparently he was not drawing at house shows the way Dean was, and Dean was headlining smaller venues, which is a very interesting thing to notice.
It is a very interesting to notice. There was like, one was Jackson, Mississippi, and I forget where it was, but it's like, Roman was in the bigger cities, and things didn't line up for him, house show wise.
I've said it before here on the show, and it's proving to be true still. The only thing WWE really cares about are the numbers, because the crowd reactions aren't going to tell them what they want. How well they perform in actual matches is not going to tell them what they want. They are looking at merchandise sales. They are looking at attendance numbers. They are looking at ratings. It's all in digits. You know, the WWE talent roster is viewed as basically pie charts and bar graphs.
And that's the way it's always sort of been. We have this triple threat, and it's the first time ever happening. Kind of sours it that he's not going to be involved, and makes it sort of like you're wasting this one-time, big-time main event that you have because you already knew he was being suspended. It's like, it's a wasting of an opportunity, don't you think?
You're wasting of opportunity, but you also have a perfect opportunity here to do it. Because right now, the crowd's really hot for Dean Ambrose. We have Seth Rollins, who's just now coming back from injury. And, of course, we're still trying on poor Roman.
We think we can. We think we can. We're gonna make him.
He's going up that hill.
He sure did go up that hill.
Yeah. Fortunately, they're climbing. At this point, the hill's proving too high. They're starting to run out of oxygen on this little Roman experiment, which maybe a thing like a wellness test violation might actually make you go, dial it back, maybe? Because he was also supposed to be the guy for one of the two brands, Raw or SmackDown. And now he's not looking like so much the guy anymore.
See, on draft night, no, but in general, I still think they're gonna put all their eggs in the Roman Reigns basket. It's something that WWE would do.
I know it's something that WWE would do, but the basket has holes in it.
Oh, it does. It has a lot of holes.
The basket barely has a bottom, really.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. But would they sacrifice all the time and effort, even though he got popped? Would they change their mind?
Rob Van Dam.
Wasn't a WWE creation.
They booked an entire brand around the guy. And he got popped. And the whole brand kind of falls apart.
Yep.
They took everything away from him and they never gave it back. Yes, Roman is a purebred WWE creation. At the same time, are you really going to reward somebody who had basically the entire company and the entire future of the WWE and thus the wrestling industry in the palm of his hands and still broke wellness policy?
Which goes back to the idea of why is he in the triple threat? Because you're now rewarding him with a main event spot coming right off of suspension.
did this to, no, we did this to, we did this to Swagger when he got hit by a violation. He got to keep his WrestleMania match.
That's a WrestleMania match. This is a main event spot.
But it's the guy. No, the WrestleMania match was for the World Heavyweight Championship. It was him and, it was him and Face Del Rio.
Yeah, but Swagger didn't get popped during the build.
He still got popped and got to keep his spot. That was when they were exercising the, well, if it interferes with current storyline, then we'll suspend him afterwards. Okay. Which is kind of what we saw with Roman, just in a shorter time frame.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose on that one.
Mm.
I don't know. It just feels weird to me that you're putting him in a main event spot. When, you know, when you break the rules, you should suffer. And it doesn't seem like he's going to suffer right off the bat. And I don't know. That, to me, sort of sends a bad message to the locker room.
If he wins, it sends a bad message. I think if they put him out there as a public spectacle to lose, then it's still a punishment.
So do you see, would you be surprised if they put the belt on him?
Shock. Because at this point, like, between house show numbers, crowd reactions, and now shit like this, he's proven to me in numerous ways he cannot handle it.
Mike, would you be shocked if they put the belt back on him?
Yes.
On that...
Prepare to be shocked, because this is WWE we're talking about.
Exactly. How long should you keep him away from the championship, then?
Year.
At least a year?
I think the Roman Empire needs to be rebuilt.
How long? Go ahead.
Roman was not built in a day. So let's...
Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Really are taking it for Tim.
Show.
Mike, what about you? How long should they keep him away from the championship?
A year.
Even with two titles?
Yes. Because, come on, dude. Like, oh, I just got finished breaking the wellness policy. I'm going to go in the main event. I'm sorry, what? No. Sorry.
No. You're lucky you're on main event, the TV show.
Exactly.
Available on Hulu.
Oh, dear God.
Here in the States, that is. So, you take him out of the main event spot, you keep him away from the championship, then what are you gonna do for the next year then with a guy, with Roman Reigns? How do you rebuild his image? Do you bring him back as a good guy or the bad guy? Cause being the guy sorta isn't working right now.
No, it's not. He needs a heel turn and he needs an image change. He needs to dump the Shield gear. Honestly, I'd cut the damn hair.
But all the ladies love the hair.
They have Seth Rollins. They'll be fine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It works better on Rollins. Don't need two former Shield members that both have the super wet, long black hair thing going on.
So you give him the short, wet Dean Ambrose look?
No. Let's dye half of it blonde. Let's just completely flip the script on those two.
But no, the serious question. So we have to repackage Roman Reigns. How would we go about repackaging him? You changed the look. You changed the attitude. What else would you sort of do? How would you change his attitude?
Brock Lesnar without a ringside Jew to hold him back?
Not a ringside Jew. Okay.
Took him a second. Took him a second on that one.
Okay, not an advocate at ringside holding him back.
No advocate needed for Roman Reigns, so you just have him come in and be a monster and just destroy people?
How long has it honestly been since we had anyone like that? Because all the ones who used to be like that have aged beyond the point of being believable, from Undertaker, Big Show, Kane. I mean, at the most they try with guys like Rusev and... Eh?
And that 3-week push of Braun Strowman.
So yeah.
Man,
he's gonna face the Undertaker.
Then Taker looked at him and went, nope.
No, I'm good, fam.
I saw him for a weekend in Mexico. Nope. not gonna be my thing. Nope, sorry.
Hey Mark, we want you to wrestle this kid, Braun. Mark, stop laughing. Mark, get off the floor. Stop laughing.
Wonder why the Undertaker's no longer returning? He was supposed to face Braun Strowman.
Yeah, and the alternative was, could you lose to Shane McMahon at WrestleMania in Hell in a Cell, your match?
No, he was supposed to face Braun and Eric with, he was supposed to team with Big Show to face Braun and Eric in house shows in the UK a couple weeks after WrestleMania. Those were the matches, and you wonder why Taker said no. Nothing against the dude, but Taker's old. He's fragile. He don't need to be messing around with Braun Strowman.
No. So that happened.
So we repackage him and just have him come in and being a monster. But if he's coming and being a monster, right? Is he really paying for his sins if he's just coming out destroying people?
You don't do it right away. You put him on a losing streak. Like, you let him put over the heels either on Raw or SmackDown for a while, build some top guys to go after what I presume would be, you know, your... Mm-hmm. Yeah, what, whoever, like, roll the dice on whoever your champion is going to be at the time. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, John Cena, whatever. Use that star, like, the one thing you can do, the one way to salvage the last 2 years of building up Roman to be a credible contender is by making him lose and make everyone look better for a while. And then start fucking over.
Have him put Kevin Owens and Bray Wyatt and people like that over. So they're
go back and do the Bray feud again, and this time have it end the way it's supposed to end.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to see Bray come out with his daughter in a sheep mask.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Would have. Oh, God. It's been so long since we had that level of just sheer mindfuck in the WWE.
And the Bray Wyatt character, the Bray Wyatt, the person, would go there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the hesitation of Roman Reigns, which is why everything got pulled back originally in that story. Which still irks me to this day. Because they had something. You would have actually made Roman Reigns in that story.
If you make it that personal, people would have connected. If they saw something like that level of just sheer evil that Roman was facing, yeah, you'd have people behind him, and God, would you have people believing in Bray as this villainous monster.
You would have made two people easily.
All you had to do was have a little girl walk out. It didn't even have to be his real daughter.
No.
A little girl, same skin tone, in a sheep mask.
That's it.
And just have Roman just horrified.
That's all you had to do. All you had to do. But they don't take it to that level. They keep it tame and they keep it safe because they don't want to offend people because every little thing offends someone.
No risks. No risks. Play it safe.
What we do, not just in WWE, in the society, we gotta play it safe. And I think that's hurting the product somewhat, is keeping it safe. You know, that's, you know, you talk about the Attitude Era, it's not cursing the blood, yada yada yada. It's not playing safe. It's taking it a little personal. And that's what made wrestling, wrestling.
Yeah.
And you get behind Dean and Seth? Because it feels personal. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, it feels personal.
You know, one of the best things, you know, we've seen, you know, we say it on the show before, you know, nothing new under the sun. And even this, like that, even that hypothetical situation with Roman and Bray has been done before. ECW did it.
Yeah.
It was Sandman and Raven. And it, like, when you saw Sandman's kid there in the ring doing the Raven pose while his dad's getting attacked from behind, it's like shocking.
Because it's real. And that's what it needs. Realism.
It's really real.
It's not even like a level of realism, because that's what they're going for right now. It's like, I don't like you. Well, I don't like you either. Let's punch each other and take a belt. I'll take your belt. Okay, and I'll take it back next month. You know, it's real names. It's real clothes. It's real personas. And what we're talking about is like comic book levels of villainy. And that's what pro wrestling used to be, was about the exaggeration. The fact that it wasn't real life, it was this amalgamation of life and fiction, and it's separated so much now.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we used to have the Undertaker, who was this undead zombie man who could control lightning and, survive being set on fire and buried alive, and, you know, the lights and the smoke, that's him. That's not the pyro guy, it's not the lighting crew, that's him.
Bingo.
And they sold it, and they made it work, and people, like, bought into the character. They knew it was fake, but they bought into it, because it's being done so well. And these days, we have plastic sheep masks, and that's about as far as we can go.
That really is as far as we can go. It sucks.
But yeah.
It's the day and age we are in right now.
Life sucks, and then you die.
Speaking of life sucking, a story we did not get to last week. Jerry Lawler got arrested and suspended. He was replaced this week on SmackDown by David Otunga.
That's embarrassing.
So, Omega, you go first, because you haven't had a chance to really comment on the story since we talked about the tail end of last week's show.
Uh-huh.
Reaction to the whole Jerry Lawler situation.
What the fuck, Jerry? Jesus Christ, man. Now, apparently she was intoxicated, he was not, so I'm more inclined to believe his end of the story, but holy shit.
You know he doesn't drink.
Really?
Not more.
He doesn't drink, which I found interesting, but it's like, that makes sense. It really makes sense for him. But...
Well, for him, yeah. But also, like, there's the heart thing, too. So.
Yeah, there was the heart thing, yeah. That whole situation.
The whole almost dying on national television thing.
That was a thing.
That was a thing, yeah.
This was fucked up. So yeah, apparently in a domestic dispute with fiance, strangely young fiance, but this is Jerry Lawler.
She's 27 years old.
Oh my God.
They met when she was 22.
Rage.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an age gap.
It's not rage, it's a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Chris Hansen?
Didn't quite call him in. God. Jerry's not literally robbing the cradle.
You're going to bleep and bleep her bleep puppies.
Oh, God. I don't deal with bestiality here. I'm going to have to defer this to someone else.
Trying to get away from that.
Good luck with that. Right. We're going to ignore that entirely.
Move on that one.
So, yeah. It's the whole, there's an accusation going around where there's this unloaded gun involved.
Yeah.
Where she's either threatening to kill herself or Jerry is putting a gun in front of her and said, go kill yourself. Like, okay. We've seen domestic dispute stuff in the WWE before.
Not too long ago.
No. Just, it keeps happening. Because people are people and sometimes people act shitty. The suicide shit, or telling someone to commit suicide, holy shit.
Little bit.
That's a different dimension.
Yeah, it is.
Don't recall Austin and Deborah doing that one.
No, don't remember them going that far, no. Yeah. they've been ordered to stay away from each other. They're going back to court, I believe, on July 1st. Is Jerry Lawler's time up in WWE?
All of my yes.
That simple?
Jim Ross is gone, so yes.
It's hard to say because we have seen guys like Austin come back. You know, WWE did take them back after the domestic dispute incident at the same time. I love Jerry. He is a legend in the business.
But that's all.
He's not Stone Cold. Unfortunately, there's not dollar signs in taking him back after an incident like this, like there was for Austin.
Now, the WWE policy says if you're convicted, you're immediately fired. If you're WWE, before a conviction or non-conviction, would you go to Jerry Lawler and casually say, maybe we should come together and probably do some sort of retirement so it doesn't look like we're firing you, but because everything he's done for the company, we go on a retirement? Sort of just fade him out.
I would almost say that, but you could also have said that about JR, and that was very unceremonious.
But they fired JR like 17,000 times.
Well, they fired Jerry a few times.
Once. He quit once. Back in 2001. And he came back 7 months later. He missed the whole invasion.
Whole invasion.
The entire thing.
He was the lucky one.
He was the lucky one. I don't know, it just... You look at everything that Jerry Lawler's done, and there's a lot of people who have opinions on Jerry Lawler and everything he's done, and the comments he makes. I don't know, part of me wants to just see, maybe just say, here we go. Jerry Lawler's retired. Send him off into the sunset.
Yeah.
It puts a, I don't want to say positive spin, but it puts a finality to it all.
But again, are we going back to rewarding someone who broke the policies in WWE?
Touche.
Yeah,
now that you think about it.
Ah!
Turning that one around. I don't know, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things I don't want to read the story, Jerry Lawler fired. It's just, it's one of those depressing stories. Like, we know he's on his way out to begin. They're bringing in new announcers on a weekly basis.
Yeah, they're sweeping, they're just not gonna tell you.
At the same time, he's been getting good responses since he went heel again.
Wait, someone gets good responses when they turn heel.
Gee, it's almost like you need to take a hint. You know, the sad thing is that used to be a Cena joke.
yeah, it did. And now Cena owns the joke by actually, you know, mentioning it. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird, it's a whole weird situation they're in right now with Jerry. And I don't know. I hope it ends well. Part of me doesn't think it's going to end well.
See, he's like WWE's grandpa. Like,
oh God.
You don't want to say goodbye because, you know.
He's that creepy grandpa, but that makes you laugh.
Yeah, Gramps might be a little bit creepy, and he might pretend to brush up against the wrong thing from time to time, just on occasion. But you love him still. You know, he's been there for so long, and he's been that dependable. And you're like, you don't want to say goodbye in a bad way. You know, I get that. Like, I want to see Jerry ride off into the sunset. I don't want to see him put down like old Yeller.
Well. It's a little bit too late for that.
We'll see.
We will have to see on that one. We'll try to keep you up to date when they go back to court. I believe it's Friday. Which is weird for a court date, but it's sort of what it is. That, I say, we take a first time out here on WTR Sunday Night. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When we come back, is Kurt coming back? Maybe? That, and Backlash. Talk all about it when we return. It's WTR Sunday Night live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com during the break and vote in the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment. We're back on WTR Sunday Night.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangling, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
It's gonna be great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh yeah, Daniel O'Brien.
Yeah.
why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit!
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santana's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm gonna say I went with the first one where they try to chain the cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get them all off them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl trick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Down. I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Apparently Lana, as The Rock says, is flexible as all hell.
To say the least.
To say the least. Anyway, welcome back everyone. WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. WrestleTalkRadio.com. Go vote for the all-time greatest. In case you're just tuning in, Tim Stein has no internet, so he's not on the program this evening. Hopefully next week. He decides to make his return. Maybe. So,
maybe.
A did you know fact for the week. Dean Ambrose today worked 2 house shows.
Ooh.
One, he worked against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in Jacksonville. And then he faced Seth Rollins later in Orlando.
Not an easy night for the boy.
No.
That's a fighting champion.
That is a fighting champion.
That's a company man.
Yeah, he is. You can see he was filling in for Roman Reigns on one of the two. I would assume it was the Rollins house show, which was loaded with people. That was the, let's bring our NXT crew to Orlando because, oh wait, we're already in Orlando. So you had Nakamura and Finn Balor taking on, Joe and Aries.
My God.
And a surprise appearance from Bayley was on that show as well.
Woot!
She teamed with,
why am I not in Orlando right now?
Right? A team with Sasha and Summer to take on Dana, Natty, and Eva in a 6-person tag. So, yeah, go to house shows.
Let's team up with that bitch that just kept attacking me from behind for the last 2 months.
Okay.
Well, when you make a heel turn, you're enemies become your friends?
Yeah, I completely forget. Being like in the WWE on Facebook must be a bitch, because you have to keep changing all your friends over.
Good point. Well, are they friends? Are they not friends? Will he come back? Won't he come back?
They're frenemies.
That would be Kurt Angle. Says he's coming back to WWE. Will I return? Yes. I just don't know when. He said that to Mark Madden on a radio show earlier this week. He's coming back. Are we excited?
Yes. And there's your answer.
I mean...
No, Mike, go first. Speak, boy, speak.
am I happy that Kurt's going to come back? Yeah. He can finally work with those, with his son and his son's best friend.
The world's other greatest tag team.
That.
It'd be so hysterical if he becomes their manager and they actually run with that.
He wants to do that.
Okay, you got a tag team named American Alpha? Yeah.
Who do all his spots? Yeah. Jason Jordan does the Kurt Angle comeback every single match? Yep.
Like, it kind of surprised me. It's like, you know, maybe float an offer to Angle now that you have this, like, super anti-American heel in Rusev going around. Just a
thought.
Shot in the dark. Mm-hmm. Little thought.
Kurt Angle said it was a good conversation, that they're on good terms. He said that he was not contacted about the brand split coming up, and that he's not expecting anything. He's fine if WWE contacts him again or not. WWE then eventually came in and made a statement, he's not returning to the company.
Oh. Yeah. So it was fun. He said is always so much fun.
Kurt then responded, in response to some of your questions today regarding WWE and all the media fanfare about it in the last few days, I want to once again say that our confidential conversation never discussed the brand split. A few wrestling sites who have seemed to have put a spin on this by twisting some words around to fit their agenda, something I have no control over. What I can't control is my own life. My life isn't only wrestling. I do not expect to be in wrestling much longer. I am excited about my future. Thank you. The way that reads, I opened up my mouth, I shouldn't have, and I may be screwed. That's how this whole situation seems to me.
Rock, what's our agenda?
To get Mike to talk more. Mike, talk more.
I believe it. I'm just... Kurt. You had one job, Kurt. One job. I mean, he had one job. That's the only thing I can say. And he fucked that up. Maybe he shouldn't have really kissed Stephanie McMahon. Who knows?
Well, he's paid to do that.
He was paid to do that one, yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't crush the boss's son's skull in.
He got paid to do that as well. Kind of got him over.
God damn, I want this job. I either get to make out or maim a McMahon, and I make money.
It worked for Steve Austin.
Not working for Roman, but worked for Austin.
No, stop that.
So, ignoring WWE's statement for a minute, Omega.
Uh-huh.
Kurt coming back? If he were to, where do you fit him in sans the American Alpha thing?
Sans the American Alpha thing? SmackDown GM.
What?
When you let him roll, Kurt has a hell of a personality.
You're right.
At least as a temporary role, I could absolutely see that.
Wheelchair or no wheelchair?
No wheelchair, but headgear and toupee.
Headgear, okay. He's got to look like he was in 2000. Okay, got it. Got it. That one.
Dear God.
Okay, so if he's not general manager and he's not with American Alpha, do you just use him for WrestleMania and SummerSlam and the big show? That be the best use of a Kurt Angle in 2016 and going forward?
This may sound crazy, but I have two things that you can do with Kurt. One, give him Rusev.
Okay.
Two, oh, I'm going to eat so much crow. Give him Swagger.
Honestly, when they were running the Real American stuff with him, I'm surprised they didn't do either Hogan or Angle.
Because it was perfect. It was aligned perfectly. The old American cue Kurt Angle's music. You think you're a real American? I won the American Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck. And there you go, WrestleMania.
4 years ago, you had a chance. We'll put that one.
You're right.
In 2016, when Jack Swagger is on Swerved, popping out of boxes, that's not going to be your WrestleMania main eventer with Kurt Angle.
Wait. I didn't see Swerve.
Crap.
They make a Jack Swagger in the box?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
with his head pops out the box, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Puts a whole box outfit on. Yeah, it's a thing. Then R-Truth was in an elephant costume.
Well, that's R-Truth.
It's R-Truth.
He probably had it with him.
But Omega, three times a year, would that be the best use of Kurt Angle?
Yeah, at this stage in his career, it should be a limited role like that. If you're gonna let him put on the boots and actually go out for a match, it has to be in some limited capacity of that nature. You know, he basically now, well, since Mark Galloway has gone away, we kind of need a replacement, like standby legend to come in, quote unquote legend.
It's Kurt Angle, WWE Hall of Famer.
I'd say so.
Mm.
Mike's undecided.
For Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Just who's gonna be the one inducting him is the question. Never mind his children, American Alpha.
I was going to say Edge and Christian.
I would say just Edge.
It was such a team dynamic with those three.
Because Edge was the one with the hair versus hair match.
But then you go back to all the Commissioner Foley stuff. It was Edge, Christian, and McFoley, and there was Kurt Angle, and all that, all four of them together. You could also use Mick.
Could use Mick.
Mick would be a decent one to induct Kurt. Really could. So, yeah. Will he or won't he return to WWE? We'll have to see. I think he opened his mouth and probably ruin the surprise for July 19th, which is when the WWE draft will officially take place on SmackDown, not Raw.
Well, we gotta get people watching SmackDown for something.
Yeah, we do, and that's gonna be a big show. Sans Roman Reigns, because he missed that one by one day.
Roman Reigns is on the big show, remember.
So, yeah, they're gonna do the draft on that show. We should finally figure out if there's going to be one world champion, two world champions, one women's champion.
Eight world champions. One for every planet. Every world gets a champion.
You get a champion.
As long as we have like batshit crazy shit like in Lucha Underground, why isn't there a wrestling promotion that does that? That ranks champion by planet? You know, Jupiter can be your super heavyweight, you know?
Oh god.
Shit like that.
All right, keep going with the planets. How would you
watch the shit out of that?
Is Pluto still a planet? Do we consider Pluto a planet these days?
Pluto's officially designated a dwarf planet, so I think your cruiserweights or your featherweights would have to be your Mercury, things like that.
Pluto, fuck that.
No, Pluto's not a planet anymore because it's not large enough.
Well then fuck, if that's the case, then they should be just the moon. No gravity.
Alright, Mercury's cruiserweight.
Gravity has moon. The moon has gravity, it's just not a lot. It's how the tides work.
I'm trying to figure out a way to just move the log. Alright, so...
Tried to go down that path.
We're gonna go down that path. Alright, you have Mercury for cruiserweights. What's Saturn?
Vader time.
No, that happens in the UK because you gotta take a Twitter beef to the UK for a match. Payday! Payday's all around. Osprey versus Vader. Payday's all around. Which led to Scott Hall going, is there a tag team for me and Kevin Nash to beat up?
Oh god, quad!
Want a feud with someone on Twitter to get us a payday? Anyway, Saturn, anything?
God, what would Saturn be? Like, there's such a theme to Saturn with the big rings. God, there should be some, like, there's gotta be some clever use of that. Cause like, I'm saving the women's championship for Neptune, cause Neptune is a female goddess name, so.
Okay. Right,
scratch that, Venus. We'll give Venus the women's title.
And you'll be, alright.
No.
Hey, we picked the theme.
Sing it, Mike.
Nah, I'm good.
Neptune. What about Neptune? We'll come back to Saturn.
You come back to Saturn. Okay, let's see. Neptune, named after a god of the sea. Gas planet. I don't know. This is something I have to strategically think out.
Alright, so next week on WTR
Saturday Night. Oh, God.
What have I done?
Hey, when you open that door, I'm just gonna let you have, you know, we'll have a Mega Time next week.
I want a Mega Time!
Next week, the return of a Mega Time, right here on Russell Talk Radio.
Just wanna use the sounder again.
Hey, I could bring back the Fancy Dancing Roundtable.
Look forward to a Mega Time next week here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Smiling teeth, ding.
Yeah! What will keep us smiling all year long are pay-per-views such as Backlash, No Mercy, Clash of Champions.
Shit, we're making fun of.
They're all back!
They're all back, and Roadblock. twice in 1 year.
That's a G.I. Joe. That's not a pay-per-view.
We have a lot more pay-per-views coming up this fall, starting on September 11th with Backlash. Are we excited, Omega?
Help me. I like our 10 p.m. shows. I'm going to miss them.
We're about to blame Rob 10 p.m. Because there's a lot of 11 p.m. shows just by the calendar coming up in the near future. Pick 'em 1 week recap shows because WWE has added shows. SmackDown will have Backlash, No Mercy, and TLC. Well, Raw gets Hell in a Cell, Clash of Champions, and Roadblock. Survivor Series will be 4 hours long, which will be a dual brand show, which is why it's now 4 hours, because you gotta fit everybody in there, which sort of makes sense. Out of all the pay-per-view names they brought back, which one are you most interested in seeing what they do with?
God, I would need to look up the damn sheet again. I think the default answer is Clash of the Champions.
No, not the Clash of Champions.
Oh, Clash of Champions.
I got rid of the.
Get the out.
Which is replacing Night of Champions.
See, Night of Champions is a pay-per-view concept that never made sense to me.
How so?
Because the concept is, we're putting all the belts on the line. Isn't that what you're supposed to do with the other pay-per-views? Like, what's so special about the other pay-per-views if this is the night where you put belts on the line?
When they had 17 belts, it was hard to get them all in on every single show. So you dedicated this one show to
all. It's just kind of diminishing to go, you know, this is the night where championships are important. What about the other nights?
Yeah, now we get Clash of Champions.
Like, Clash of Champions, like, especially in a brand split age, makes sense. Okay, you have one night where, like, Raw and SmackDown's champions face off with each other. Cool. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. If that's the route they're going. It feels like it.
But it's not.
You never know.
It's a Raw brand show.
It's a Raw brand show, but, you know, that's only technically two matches, world and mid-card titles. You could brand the show as Raw and still have crossover matches.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of the brand split?
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of changing the name?
Touche.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm like kind of upset that Backlash has to be a network exclusive when it's in Virginia. Bitches.
Well, that's mainly because they could not get to the pay-per-view providers and get it clearance in enough time. That's the only reason for that one.
Oh, no, I knew. I was just being a dick.
Yeah, I figured as much. But I want to explain to people at home that one's right now scheduled to be network exclusive. Will they bring back... Go ahead.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of those because, God, WWE take over Sunday night pay-per-view at this rate.
Like UFC does on a Saturday.
Bingo.
Yeah, other people go, we got shit too.
So you look at the calendar. When can TNA do Bound for Glory? Hey, no, October, they got some dates. There's two Sundays in October that there's no shows. TNA can fit one in there. With Ring
NXT
of Honor,
is going to do some Sunday shows live.
And with Ring of Honor now doing pay-per-views on Fridays, Sundays are open. Sundays are open for pay-per-views. And the pay-per-view companies do need shows, so I don't think they're hurting for content. They're not upset about, hey, WWE's adding more content. All right. We don't have to air all the porn. All right.
We don't have to air it.
We'll just air it later. So yeah, new calendar is coming soon for the WWE. A lot of wrestling. Before we go to break, I don't know how many of you, either one of you, have been keeping up to date, but the Cruiserweight Classic is going to be coming on June 13th. Or July 13th. Go ahead.
Wait, when's it coming?
July 13th. Not June, July.
Okay. Yeah, I'm intentionally avoiding all spoilers for this one. This is a special event. It's been a long time since we saw, like, proper cruiserweight stuff. I really want to go in.
Oh, God. I'm not going to spoil it.
I want to go in completely clean. Well, I want to experience this completely as a fan.
Well, I'm going to give you two things. We have purple turnbuckles and black ropes.
I'm sold.
And Daniel Bryan. That was three things.
Well, now I'm out.
But Brian Kendrick.
I'm sold again.
If you're not on Twitter, go look at William Regal's Twitter. He found Tajiri again, and it's been amazing.
Yeah.
Real King Regal on Twitter. He found Tajiri. They've been posing for pictures together. It's amazing.
Good to have him back in WWE again.
Yeah, so July 13th, the Cruiserweight Classic kicks off. Has a sports feel to it. So it should be fun to see on the WWE Network, and on September 14th, a 2-hour live finale. That should be a lot of fun. With that, we're going to take our final break of the evening. When we come back, it's finally going to happen. We'll talk about what that is on the other side. It's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com right now and vote in the all-time greatest. We'll talk about that as well. We'll come back. It's WTR Sunday Night live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Down 'cause they're crying the blues. Yeah. Just 'cause they ain't ever done, it's got nothing to do with you. So don't give up.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is King from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo, please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome!
Yeah. I get a feeling that I never know.
bit of revealing, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Apparently, WWE has abandoned the registration for the term Balor Club as of 6/22. It was supposed to register phase going all the way back to January 2016 when, with Balor University requesting additional time to file opposition at several points. Interesting on that one. And apparently, Brock Lesnar may be around on July 19th.
Oh, boy.
Loading up the big show right there, SmackDown. Well, he's got to be drafted somewhere. Where would you draft Brock?
Anywhere he fucking wants. I don't think you draft Lesnar. I think he's just a force of nature that blows in.
Yeah, that's a good point. And apparently, according to Stone Cold Steve Austin, who was on ESPN Radio this week, basically said they were drug testing on Monday. So it's not surprised Roman got popped.
Well, now that's another conflicting report of, well, maybe they, you know, when exactly did they actually know of?
No one's saying it was Romans who, it was the Roman one that got drug tested then, but they were doing ward testing that day. So, not saying it was the Roman one, it was just, they take it really seriously.
There was an image going around of Dean and his sloppy hair, his wife beater, just looking psycho, and then Roman standing there, prim, proper, with a belt on his shoulder, with the text, guess which one just failed a drug test?
Yeah, the game was, ask your grandmother which one failed the drug test. And everyone would pick Dean, because Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Now Omega is finally going to happen. On September 10th, CM Punk will enter the Octagon in the same building he walked out of for WWE.
Irony.
Are we looking forward to finally seeing CM Punk step into the ring?
Not a ring.
Octagon.
Octagon.
Okay, Octagon. Are we excited?
So your four side, six side, fuck that, eight side.
Got some eight sides. Faces Mickey Gale on September 10th, UFC 203, the day before Backlash.
Jesus.
Hey, at least it's not the day before SummerSlam. Which was the rumor originally. That would be fighting at 202 the day before SummerSlam.
It's just in renaming the pay-per-view Summer of Fuck You.
So yeah, he's gonna make his debut. Should be exciting to see him either win or lose or just see him actually walk to the ring or cage, as it were. See it finally happening so everyone can, we can stop the joke of he's never going to do it. Finally shows up and does it.
There's such morbid curiosity in how it's going to turn out. And just as much a part of me that really wants to see him crushed like a tin can.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you just want to see it happen.
I'm sorry to all you people who chant CM Punk, CM Punk, you sheep, you. The man abandoned us. We gave him everything, and the man fucking quit on us.
He did.
He deserves not my loyalty, nor my respect, and I want to see him bludgeoned into a smear.
I'm on that bandwagon. Just want to see it happen.
That happened.
So we'll see it happen on September 10th. With that, it's time now to dive deep into the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Owen Hart breaks the neck of Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1997, or the first ever tables, ladders, and chairs match in 2000. Mike, we'll start with you.
Fuck! Shit.
Fuck shit.
Slap nuts.
Oh god, let's not reference Jarrett now.
It's not even a toss-up, but I will speak on this. For Owen Hart breaking Steve Austin's neck, that was historical. I mean, duh, he was the only motherfucker that did it.
You would hope he's the only one who broke Stone Cold's neck.
Yeah, go figure. But the first ever TLC match, that was something that drastic in WWE, in the World Wrestling Federation, that was huge. That was monumental. And it was something that will go down in the history books as by far one of the greatest matches of all time. So I have to say the first ever TLC match.
Oh my God.
See, Owen breaking the neck of Austin is a huge moment, if, you know, only because of, you know, the horrific nature of it. It was something that gives Stone Cold credence when he says he's the toughest SOB, you know, in professional wrestling. Yeah, to be that much of a grade A ass kicker after you've gotten your neck broken. Sure. I will believe you can kill any man you wish at any time you wish. You know, that's just how that kind of thing works. But that's ultimately a pretty tragic moment. And the thing is, the way history works, we will never know if he could have been greater without that happening. Like, could he have had a few more years in him? Could the matches have been even better than they were? You don't know, because it's one of those things where you remember it. It's a big moment, but you also left with that eternal question of, well, if that didn't happen, you know, we have that with Daniel Bryan these days.
And the same point is the moments that came after for Stone Cold, because he couldn't wrestle, would they have happened the same way?
Yeah, it's where hindsight of history is really kind of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I would, however, agree with Mike. The TLC match was a level of competition and just extreme nature that WWE rarely showed and probably is never going to show that again. Because on one hand, it's a hardcore match. We've just littered a whole bunch of stuff around there for you to use. Or, you know, it's a ladder match, but here's some chairs and some tables. But it's more than that. It's not just the extreme nature of the match. It's not just how well performed the match was. It's also how it came together with, you know, the Hardys known for the ladders, the Dudleys known for the tables, Edge and Christian preferring the concerto. It's one of those times where the booking just balanced out so well.
Just made sense. It was just self-explanatory.
It made absolute sense. It's like, these are the guys known for these weapons. Let's make all the weapons legal and let them have fun. And it was fun for everybody to watch. Yeah, I will go with that.
The people, 69% of them, went with Owen Hart breaking the neck of Stone Cold Steve Austin. But majority rules, so first ever TLC match moves on. Up next in the all-time greatest, Macho Man marries Miss Elizabeth, taking on Brock Lesnar, dominating John Cena in 2014. Mike?
I mean, it anything of John Cena getting his ass whooped with no lube is a monumental moment. But an emotional side, Macho Man marries Miss Elizabeth. But then again, it was emotional because Brock Lesnar dominated John Cena. Fuck. Brock Lesnar did, yeah, I'm sorry. Brock Lesnar dominated John Cena. He was never the same again.
Omega?
A moment of eternal bliss and joy, or the wedding? I can agree with Mike. Anytime Cena gets crushed to that extent, it is an amazing thing to watch. I thoroughly enjoy seeing Brock Lesnar just completely just run over Cena. Like, squash match John Cena, because it's the conclusion of beating the streak. He's beaten The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and now he's taken the poster boy of the WWE, the unbeatable, like, Superman John Cena, always finds a way to beat the odds, John Cena, and completely squashes him.
Mind you, Brock Lesnar is the only person to beat, quote-unquote, Vince's boys.
Mm-hmm. Mostly because I think if Vince didn't let him, Brock would eat his grandchildren.
Yep, think about it. He beat Shawn, he beat Hunter, he beat Taker, and he beat Cena. You beat those four, sir, you are immortal. You can do whatever you want.
And they wanted him to beat Austin, but Austin said, fuck you.
Austin was smart. Oh, and he beat The Rock.
That said, I've said this before regarding this one. When do weddings in wrestling go right? You know, from Stephanie and Test to Billy and Chuck, you know, to Edge and Vicky.
You mean all his weddings?
It never goes right. This one went right. This was a beautiful moment in pro wrestling that had nothing to do with title belts or blood feuds or anything. This was just magic. This was a culmination of incredible storytelling, the likes of which we haven't seen since. And it was, there was a level of an emotional investment people had in Macho and Elizabeth. It's where you take a look back at the footage and people are legitimately crying over this and go, this pro wrestling, god damn. But that's how much it meant. Like, that's how big it was at the time. And it's still big. It's that very reason why they can still run wedding angles in wrestling, because hey, the one everyone remembers is the one that actually went right.
So, domination of John Cena?
Sorry.
Well, Mega, I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
77% of the people went with Brock Lesnar dominating John Cena, even after that impassioned speech. John Cena.
Even after the bad, like they voted right here in the last 40 seconds.
Swung the vote. Impassioned speech turned them against you. No.
The people are smart.
Brock Lesnar dominating John Cena moves. On next week, it is Taker versus Taker in 94 versus Bret and Owen in 94 and Bret Hart, Bulldog being Bret in 92 and the Legion of Doom helped the Hart Foundation defeat the Demolition for the World Tag Team titles in 1990. It's next week in the all-time greatest. Now, before we get the quick hits, gotta do a little bit of update. Fantasy update. For week 3, Team Tim did 7 points. My team Rock,
yep.
2 points. Team Lindsay gained 13 points. Same with Team Mike. Had 13 points. And Omega leading away in week number 3 with 18 points.
Middle finger all the way.
Can't help being awesome.
Overall scores, Team Tim has...
No, we're running late, really, Rock.
We're still, we got plenty of time.
No, I don't think we do.
No, I'm good. No. Team Tim had 18 points, all total. My team has 31, Team Mike has 45, Team Mega has 56, and Team Lindsay, aka Team Fluffy, has 93 points. If the Wyatt family win these tag team titles...
No.
We are all kind of screwed. So, Omega, New Day can't fall.
Haven't fallen yet.
Probably will.
Shut up.
At Battleground.
It's the Wyatts. Yeah. So when have they ever given faith to the Wyatts?
Please be advised. If this happens, I'm going to take a picture and sending it to you on Twitter.
Because Mike will be there when New Day falls.
New Day falls. New Day falls. Omega's points, they fall.
Shut up.
Now we do quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
All right, Mike, we're going to keep this one simple. If you were a dog, what type of dog would you be and why?
I would be a Siberian Husky because they are known as probably one of the winter dogs that are able to withstand anything in the winter. So, I would be that.
Omega, if you were a cat, what type of cat would you be and why?
Tiger. Tigers are fucking badass.
Mike.
It is
a cat. Mike, if you were a horse, what would your horse name be and why?
Strider. Because it just sounds cool.
And Omega, if you were a dinosaur, what type of dinosaur would you be and why?
God, there's really no reason to be one, but I am always partial to the Ankylosaurus.
How come?
It's a walking tank with a massive fucking club. Like it's lined with spikes and it's got horns and it's got this huge club tail that beats the shit out of things with. But it's still an herbivore. It's still a nice guy. He beat the shit out of you. He's a nice guy.
So you're a nice guy who would beat the shit out of people?
Hey.
Sounds like the Big Show.
Yes.
And he wouldn't get to be a T-Rex. But then you could put a picture of yourself on the wall and then it'd be perfect.
Shut your whore hole.
They'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, the quickest quick hits in quick hit history. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. Thursday night, it's another edition of The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go back and listen to last week's two episodes. One, we reviewed Money in the Bank, talked to Roman Reigns. Two, it was The Rack Extra, featuring Barbie Blank, a.k.a. Kelly Kelly, as she talked all about Season 2 of WAX. Check it out at RackRadioShow.com. This Thursday, it's Ask the Rack for the four-year show, so send your questions to us on Twitter and Facebook. Email media@wildtalkradio.com. Ask us anything you want. We'll answer them on the show. Hashtag Ask the Rack as we turn four for The Rack. It's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Got it? Cool. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LNISWARD. Check out her artwork at Behance.net/Lindsay Ward, same as Twitter. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We are going to do the pre-4th of July celebration. We're going to finish off our top 100 comedy movies and King.